We have data that were collected using a stratified random sampling design. These data were input into a SAS version 8 data file, and we now wish to bring those data into WESTVAR. To begin, we will click on the New WESTVAR Data File button. This opens up the input database. We select the data file to be brought in, and we click on Open. Now, we need to indicate to WESTVAR which variables are the full sample weight and which variables are just variables. The radio button for full sample is selected, and this variable in our data set is called weight A. We use the single arrow to move that variable under the full sample weight box, and now we select the variables radio button and move all of the rest of the variables into this box. We can use the double chevron to do that in one step. Next, we need to save the data file, so we click on File and Save As. We save our data file, and we are now ready to create the replicate weights. We click on Data and Create Weights. We're going to select the jackknife N method of creating replicate weights because we have more than 2 PSUs per strata in our data set. The variable that contains the PSU information is called PSU in our data set, and we click this variable over into the VAR unit box. Next, we select the VAR strat, and we indicate that ob level contains the stratification information in our data set. We click that into the appropriate box, and now we say OK. We're asked about saving the data file again, and we click on Save, and we're going to replace the original data file with this current version. As you can see, the replicate weights have been created, but we have one step left to go. In our data set, the FPC changes with the different levels of the strata, and we need to indicate this to WESTVAR before we can conduct our analysis. To do this, we click on Data and Attach Factors. This column here indicates the FPC factors that WESTVAR will use. These here indicate the various observations in the data set. We know that observations 1 through 4 are part of strata 1, and we know that the FPC for strata 1 should be the following number: 0.9047619. I'm going to click on the fill down button so that all of the FPCs are changed to this value. However, we know that observations 5 through 9 are part of strata 2. So I'm going to click on the FPC factor for observation 5 and change it to the correct value. Again, I'll click on Fill Down so that all of the observations below this are given this new FPC value. Strata 3 starts with observation 10, so I click on that box and enter the correct FPC value. This is 0.6470588.2. Again, we click on Fill Down so that all of the remaining observations are given the correct FPC value. We click on OK, and we are asked if we would like to save these factors into an external file. In most cases, this is exactly what you would want to do so that you know what FPC factors are associated with which strata. However, we're not going to do this since we already know, and we'll click on No. But we do need to save the data file again, and this time you probably should overwrite your original data file so that the FPCs are correctly associated with this file. We click on Save, we say yes, and now our data are ready to be analyzed in WESTVAR.